Parshas Matos. We would like to examine this evening, Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, if there is, and surely there is, a connection between Parshas Matos and the Tkufa of Bein HaMetzorim, which we have just begun. As we know, Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Bava Kamma, this is based on a pasuk. The pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach tells us that Klal Yisrael traveled three days without water. And Chazal tell us that, of course, this is a reference, at least beremez, to Torah, because Ein Mayim Elo Torah, based on which the takana of Kriyat HaTorah was introduced. There should never be a situation in which you pass 3 days without water, meaning 3 days without Torah. And that's why they were masaking Kriyat HaTorah on Monday, on Thursday, and on Shabbos. Now, with regard to that takana, essentially it would be enough just to read 9 or 10 psukim, and you would not have to read what we call the entire Parashas HaShavua every Shabbos. The main thing is that there shouldn't be 3 days elapsing without Kriyas HaTorah. But as we know, there was a further takana that all of the Torah should be completed every year. Interestingly, the Gemara tells us that there was another minhag in Eretz Yisrael that they only completed the Torah once in 3 years. The Rambam quotes this minhag, and the Rambam says this is not the widespread minhag. And as we know, until this very day, the general minhag is, of course, that we finish the entire Torah every single year. So an interesting question, both hashkafic and halachic in nature, is there a particular order, is there a particular kvius which parasha must be read on which Shabbos? So is there anything significant about parashas Lech Lecha, or parashas Vayechi, or parashas Pekudei, or parashas Tazria on the Shabbos that it happens to be read? Or, if you basically divide up the parashas, and that's just the way it ends up, but the following parasha, that's where we're up to, and therefore that's the parasha that will be read this Shabbos, but there's no inherent connection. This shaila is actually discussed by the Poskim as early as the Or Zorua, the best part of 1,000 years ago, and he spoke about a particular shul that for whatever reason just did not read Kriyas HaTorah on Parashas Emor. And the question became, what happens the next Shabbos now? Do you catch up and you read Parashas Emor, or do you say, once you've missed it, you've missed it? Now, everybody appreciates that. Imagine you would miss the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Tov. If for whatever reason on Shavuos you never leaned the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Tov, everybody understands that the following Shabbos, there's no purpose now in playing catch up and reading the Kriyas HaTorah of Shavuos, because it's no longer Shavuos. Therefore, that particular Kriyas HaTorah has no relevance anymore. So the question becomes, is that the case also with Shabbos? Maybe Shabbos, Parashas, Emor, the appropriate Kriyas HaTorah is Emor. And there's no purpose or any point whatsoever in reading Parashas Emor on Shabbos Kodesh, Parashas Vahar. That was the question posed of the Or Zorua. And the Or Zorua says, you should know, ki ein keva b'parashiyos. There is no particular kvius. There is no absolute halachic connection and requirement to read Emor on Shabbos, Parashas Emor. And the Or Zorua says, I can very simply prove my point. Because, as we well know, what happens if Yom Tov lands up on Shabbos, and you don't always know in advance? At the times when they were Makadesh, Al-Pi Re'iyah, the Edom came to Bezin, they said it's Rosh Chodesh, and before you know it, it's Yom Tov. We didn't realize that it ended up on Shabbos. So what happens to the Kriyas HaTorah of that Shabbos? It gets pushed off to the following week. Were we to say that the Kriya Satira of Shabbos is pertinent to this particular Shabbos, how can you push it off to the next week? So the Ozer Ruah establishes there that therefore Ein Keva B'Parashiyos. There is no particular Kviyas to the Parashiyos. And therefore he discusses then that if you miss Parashiyos Emor, you can read it the next week. And by the way, this is Negei Halacha. This is not a Halachic Shir this evening. But on another occasion, we did discuss what happened after Corona. There were shuls, there were minyonim, there were groups of people who missed out Kriya Satira. Do you have to catch up the next week, for 2 weeks, for 3 weeks? A discussion for another day. I saw in one of the Tshuvos, Tshuvos Pri Ha'aretz, he has a fascinating shaila there as well. There was a particular minyan that thought, mistakenly, one year, that Vayakel Pekudei was a joint parasha that year. So they read Vayakel Pekudei as a joint parasha, meaning three aliyahs in the first parasha, three aliyahs in the second, and the fourth one connects the two. When they finish, they all of a sudden realize, 1 second, we've just read Pekudei, it's actually next week's parasha. And he also discusses there that in Keva the parashas, no alarm, no problem whatsoever, you've been yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Satira. So it does seem to be, although there is discussion, but it does seem to be that the consensus is that there is no halachic requirement to read a particular parasha on a particular Shabbos, although I must add, and again this is not our discussion, there are occasions in which, for example, we know you've got to read the Teichacha on a particular week before Shavuos and before Rosh Hashanah. Those are exceptions to the rule, and that's not our topic tonight. But essentially, the way that Kriya Satira is set up, there is no inherent and absolute requirement to lay in a particular parasha on a particular Shabbos. So does that mean, and this brings us back to our discussion tonight, that it's all basically coincidental? And this Shabbos just so happens to be Parashas Matos. By the way, in Chutz La'aretz, it's not. It's Parashas Pinchas. So if we're going to say that Ein Keva B'Parashiyos, does that mean that there's no connection, there's no reason why this Shabbos is Parashas Matos more than last week or next week? But as we all know, that even if halachically there's no connection, but nothing is a coincidence. And certainly hashkafically, as we well know, we always do look for a connection. That is our inyona d'yoma, right? At every simcha and every occasion, the Divrei Torah will always be connected to the Parashas HaShavua. Why would they be connected if there is no inherent reason to lay in that parasha this week? Rather, it just happens to be the way it's fallen out. Let me just quote for you a Shloah HaKadosh. The Shloah HaKadosh, he's talking about the particular parashas of Miketz and Vayigash, which always fall about on the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. There doesn't seem to be any inherent connection between parashas Miketz and Hanukkah, and yet the Shloah says, Bevadai, absolutely, Gilgul HaMoyadim, the cycle of Yomim Tovim Shal Kol HaShoda, whether it's Yom Tov Derabonon, like Hanukkah, or Tanis, or Tisha B'Av, Bekulon, with all of them, without any exception, yesh shaychus la'oison haparashiyos shecholos bohen. There must be a connection, if not halachic, certainly hashkafic, between the Yom Tov, or between the fast, or between the period of year that we find ourselves in, and the particular parasha that that Yom Tov lands out. Therefore, even if we say that ein keva b'parashiyos, but certainly there absolutely is every reason in the world to try and examine, to try and look between the connection between the Inyana D'Yoyma, the Parasha, and which Yom Tov are we up to. Let me just share with you a most beautiful understanding in a Rashi that I heard from my dear friend, Rav Doron Beckerman, who most of you know very well. Because in Parashas Emor, which is the Parasha of the Moyadim, the Torah begins, Eile Moyadei Hashem, And guess what's the first Yom Tov that's mentioned? In fact, it's not Yom Tov at all, it's Shabbos. Sheishes Yomim Teyosem Alocha. So Rashi already discusses. Why is Shabbos mentioned in the parasha of Moyadim? I thought you introduced this parasha with V'omar to'aleim Moyadei Hashem. This is the Moyadim, it's not Shabbos. So my good friend Rav Doron Beckerman said once in a drasha, it was actually in the drasha, he said a most beautiful pshat. Just like we all understand that every Yom Tov has its own unique flavor. Nobody will confuse Pesach with Rosh Hashanah or Sukkot with Yom Kippur. Every Yom Tov has its shefa, has its unique atmosphere, has its unique avodah. The Torah, by juxtapositioning Shabbos and Yom Tov, is teaching us that exactly the same is true with every Shabbos. Every Shabbos has its unique avodah. There is no one generic Shabbos. There is Shabbos Kodesh Parashas Matos, as opposed to Shabbos Kodesh Parashas Masein. It's a different avodah. And just like Pesach is different to Sukkot, so too Matos is different to Masein. We sing in the Zmiris on Friday night, Kol Mekadesh Shvi'i Koro Uloi. We Mekadesh the Shabbos as is appropriate to that particular Shabbos. The avodah of Parshas Matos is not the same as the avodah of Parshas Masi. Having made that introduction, therefore, we now turn our attention indeed to Parshas Matos. It surely, therefore, cannot be coincidental that the Bein HaMetzarim, the Tkufa that we now find ourselves in, always, without exception, falls out Parshas Matos, Masei and Devarim. On occasion, Parshas Pinchas as well. But it's always Matos, Masei and Devarim. Having explained that although they may not be a halachic requirement, but there certainly is a hashkafic connection between the parashias that we lay in on Shabbos and the Yomim Tovim or the Tkufa that we find ourselves in, we certainly would like to explore, is there indeed a connection between Parshas Matos, Masei and Devarim, and the Bein HaMetzarim? And the answer is emphatically an overwhelming yes, there is, unsurprisingly. And this is really what I'd like to share with you this evening, because
I see.
Whilst looking into the Svarim, I saw two themes which would connect the Parshias to Bein HaMetzarim. And I'd like to share with you a suggestion that actually it's all one theme. It's not two themes at all. Rosh Verishon, I saw in the Shloh, the Shloh HaKadosh writes the following in Masechtas Tanis, and I quote, Tisboinein v'tira. If you think about this, you will see Inyan Niflo. He says you'll see an amazing phenomenon. Anachnu Royim, we see that the parashiyos, which always are the ones that we lay in Bein HaMetzarim, are Matos, Masei, and Devarim. So what's the Dovor Niflo? Dovor Be'itoi Ma'atoiv, says the Shloh, look at the contents of these parashiyos. What is discussed in Parashas Matos, Masei, and Devarim? Firstly, Nitzuach Yisrael Ha'umos. Klal Yisrael victorious in battle against the Goyim. Number two, Chalukas Haaretz, a big discussion in this week's parasha, the dividing and the capturing and the settling of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Shloh, well, that's absolutely connected to Bein HaMetzarim, because the Hu HaHefech, because that is the exact opposite of Me'eis Ro'ah. All the calamities that befell Klal Yisrael at this time of year, when we're commemorating this, reliving this, is exactly the opposite. We lost Eretz Yisrael, and the Goyim were victorious over us. The exact opposite of what appears in this week's parasha. Add the Shloah in conclusion, that on occasion Parshas Pinchas also is the Shabbos lanes, Parsha lanes in Bein HaMetzorim. What is Parshas Pinchas full of? All the Moyadim, all the Yomim Tovim. Says the Shlo, how appropriate. So Dafke, in this time of year, we remind ourselves that one day, amidst Hashem, the fasts will turn into Moyadim. And the Golus will become a Geula. And once again, there will be Chalukas Ha'aretz again. So, a very clear connection between Parshas Pinchas, Parshas Maaseh, Matos Maaseh. These are the parishes that talk about Eretz Yisrael. These are the parishes that talk about conquering, capturing, being victorious over the Goyim. The exact opposite of what happened at the time of the Golos. And we remind ourselves that in Mitz Hashem, this is what will happen once again. This is a tremendous Nechama for us. And I found the exact same theme in the Sefer Bnei Yisrael. And the Bnei Yisrael is in fact coming to answer a halachic question. The way the parashiyos are organized, I'm not going to get involved in the whole cheshbon now, but as we well know, Chukat Bolok sometimes are together, Matos Maaseh are together. What decides when they're together and when they're separate? Says the Bnei Yisrael, what influences a decision is we must ensure that Parshas Matos, Maaseh, and Devarim are always read in the Bein HaMetzorim. That's what decides this. Why? Lahoyrois Havtocha LeYisrael. To teach us, remind us of the great promise and security that we also will be Zoicha to Chalukat Ha'aretz. And we too will also be Zeicha once again to celebrate the Yomim Tovim properly in the Beis HaMikdash, being Oile L'Regel. So you see the exact same theme as the Shlo HaKadosh. These parashiyos are absolutely connected to Bein HaMetzorim because they contain in them the ultimate reminder and nechama to us that once again we too, although we don't have it now, but we will be Zeicha to Chalukas Ha'aretz, will be Zeicha once again to be victorious over the Goyim. That is one theme that I saw in the writings of the Shlo and the Bnei Yisrael. I saw, however, what seems to be a different theme in the writings of the Sfas Emes. It's one line in the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says that the connection between these parashiyos and the Tkufa of Bein HaMetzorim, and I quote, Kavu Chazal. Chazal established the kriya of the parashiyos of the Korbanos and of the Moyadim Bein HaMetzorim. Why? Lo'oirer Libois. Lo'oirer Libois means in order to arouse the heart, Lehishtoikik. To once again desire Avodas Beis HaMikdash. He does not say like the Shlo that it's serving as a nechama, as a comfort to us, but it sounds like it's the opposite. In order to arouse in us a hishtoikikus, to feel what we're missing. Read the parashiyos of Musafin, read the parashiyos of Korbanos, read the parashiyos of Moyadim, read the parashiyos of Chalukas Ha'aretz, in order to be mishtoikek, in order to feel what we're missing, the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. So, this is not an issue of nechama. As a comfort, this is what you will, Be'ezras Hashem, be zoicha to once again. But rather, by reading these in Yonim, it arouses in us feelings of Avelus and of Hishtoikikus. Look what we're missing and how much we crave to have it back once again. You could add, in parenthesis, a discussion we've had on other occasions, in Parshas Matos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, Nekoim, Nikmas Yisrael, seek vengeance of the Klal Yisrael against Midian, And as we well know, Moshe Rabbeinu switches it and says, Mekoyim Nikmas Hashem. That also is a very important theme. Because what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing was he was declaring to Klal Yisrael that no, we have to seek the vengeance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chilul Hashem is what bothers us, not the Bizoyan to Klal Yisrael. And of course, that too is a very potent theme in the 3 weeks. In the 3 weeks where we also mourn the Golus, the Shechinta, the Chilul Hashem, the lack of Kiddush Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Just in order to make this very real, the Chofetz Chaim has a Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he enumerates the mitzvahs, and he works out that in Golus, out of 248 mitzvahs asay, we only have 77 which we can be mekayim. That is less than a third. It's a staggering cheshbon. Just go through the Shishay Sidrei Mishnah. See how much of Shas is not relevant to halacha. Well, obviously, say the Kodshim, absolutely halacha v'loy lemaisa. Say the Taharos, halacha v'loy lemaisa, we are ultimate. Say the Zroim, which deals with the mitzvahs atuliyos ba'aretz, which predominantly, according to most poskim, is all only midrabbanan nowadays. Even as we hear in Eretz Yisrael, are practicing, observing Shmita. Shmita is only midrabbanan. Bikurim, Bichlal we don't have. Matnos Kuna we don't have. Even Seder Noshim, which predominantly we do have, but not all of it. Saita, where we saw the Hashkochas Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have. Nezikin, of course we have the halachas of Nezikin, but not the way it used to be, where you used to go to the Lishkas HaGozis in the Beis HaMikdash for the Dayanim to Paskin. We don't have Malkus, we don't have Sanhedrin. Seder Moed, several parts of Seder Moed are also not Negea. Psochim, half of Masechus Psochim deals with Korban Pesach, which we don't have. Chagiga, Bichlal, we don't have. Yuma, most of the Masechta deals with the Avodas HaKoyen and the Beis HaMikdash, which we don't have. Sukkah, we don't have the mitzvah d'oraisa of Arbas Haminim, 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, Simchas Beis HaSheva, Arova, Nisuch HaMaim, etc., etc., etc. So when we read the Kriyas HaTorah of Parashas Pinchas, as we did last Shabbos here in Eretz Yisrael and this coming Shabbos in Chutz La'aretz, we remind ourselves, says the Sfasemes, of look how much we're lacking. Look how much we're lacking. Look how much we're missing. 77 mitzvahs left out of 248. That's about 70% that we don't have. Says the Sfasemes, that's the purpose, that's the connection between the Parashas HaShavua and the Bein HaMetzorim. In order to be Ma'orer V'Levavos. Ma'orer V'Levavos. So we have over here what seems to be two different, very important themes and connections between Bein HaMetzorim and the parashas that we are reading. We have the theme of the Shloah and the theme of the Sfas Emes. The theme of the Shloah was to serve as a Nechama. Chalukas Haaretz, Moyadim, one day we will have this back. The theme of the Sfas Emes seems to be very different. In order to be Ma'ira the Levavois, this is what we're lacking. However, I think we can suggest that actually these are simply two halves of one coin. The Sfas Emes is the introduction to the Shloah. If indeed these parashiyos serve as a reminder to us on how much we're lacking, and that in the words of the Sfas Emes is Ma'orer the Levavos to be Mishtoikik, you feel that you're lacking the Beis HaMikdash, then indeed you can move on to the theme of the Shloah, which is, if you mourn the Beis HaMikdash, then you will be Zeicha to the Nechama in having the Beis HaMikdash back once again. This is not two themes at all. absolutely ha baha talia. We can only be zeicha to the nechama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will only bring back Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash if you genuinely feel that you're lacking the Beis HaMikdash. So when the Sfas tells us, read Parshas Pinchas and the Moyadim and feel that Hishtoikikus, how much I'm craving for that which is missing, then and only then can we move on to the theme of the Shloah. Then it will serve as a nechama. We will one day be zeicha to it. Don't we say every day in Yigdal, Yishlach leketz hayomim Mashiachenu? Please, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we implore, send Mashiach to who? Liftois to redeem mechake keitz, only to those who are indeed awaiting the Geula. If you're not lacking anything, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're managing just fine, well then you can manage just fine. Send the Mashiach to those who are mechake keitz. Just like we say in Kedusha on Shabbos morning, the Simloi Chaleinu, please once again reign over us. How can we demand that? Ki mechakim anachnu lo. Because indeed, we are awaiting. If you're missing the Beis HaMikdash, you can be zeicha to the nechama of the Beis HaMikdash. If you're not lacking at all, then there's nothing to be mashlim. There is a perhaps not so famous sefer that the Rama wrote. The Rama wrote a sefer called Teiras HaOila, and he brings there the following account. He describes an episode in which Plato, the great philosopher, met Yirmiyahu Hanavi being misabel on the Churban. He saw Yirmiyahu Hanavi, who of course wrote Megillas Eicha. He was the Navi who witnessed the Churban Abayis, and Plato, the non-Jewish philosopher, sees Yirmiyahu Hanavi sitting crying, mourning over the Beis HaMikdash. And he says to Yirmiyahu Hanavi, I don't understand. I have two questions. Firstly, you're such a great chacham, a wise person. Why indeed would you mourn over avonim ve'etzim, mere stones and wood? After all, what was the Beis HaMikdash? It was just a building. So why are you mourning over a building? Furthermore, I have a second question. What purpose is your mourning? It's not going to bring the building back. It's gone. We don't cry over spilt milk. So Yirmiyahu Hanavi said to him, I'll answer the first question. You asked me, why am I mourning? You also asked me for what purpose. But your first question was, why am I mourning? I have so much chochma. Why am I crying over a building of Eitzim Avonim? So he said to Plato, tell me, do you have any great questions in philosophy that you have unanswered? And he said, yes, I do. He says, let me have them, one after another. And Plato unloaded onto Yirmiyahu Hanavi the most difficult, the most challenging, the most tackling philosophical questions possible. And Yirmiyahu Hanavi, off the bat, answered every single one, one after another. And Plato was astounded. And Yirmiyahu Hanavi said, you know where I get that chokhmah from? From those eitzim va'avonim. So if you want to know, it's only a building of wooden stones. It's those wooden stones that have given me my chokhmah. The shefa of chokhmah, as we've discussed on other occasions, which came through the Oroin, which came through the Menorah. If you're astounded by my chokhmah, you should know it all came from that building. So that's why I'm crying. He says, you asked another question. For what purpose am I crying? Surely the building's gone. He says, I'm sorry, that I can't answer you. You're a non-Jew. End of story. And of course, the question that we must ask ourselves is, but we are a Jew. So what is our answer to Plato's second question? And the answer is, a goy cannot understand. A guy views the Beis Hamikdash and the Churban Beis Hamikdash indeed as spilt milk, and you can't cry of a spilt milk because the milk has been spilt. But a Jew understands the Simlei Choleinu ki mechakim anachnu loch. By virtue of the fact that we are misabel on the Churban, that will bring back the building. That will bring back the Beis Hamikdash. But a guy can't understand that. That is the answer to a goy, but the reason why Yirmiyahu Novi didn't answer him is not because he didn't have an answer, but rather a goy is incapable of answering, of understanding that. It's spilt milk, the building is gone. What purpose is there of crying? The answer is the very feeling of lacking, the feeling of avelus, the feeling that we're missing something is precisely what will bring the building back. Those of you who are with us early on in the week, we mentioned the story of my uncle, Sammy Homburger, Zichrona Livracha, who asked his non-Jewish decorator, please leave an Amo al Amo, Zecha Lechurban, by my front door. And he said, really, why would I do that? And he explained to him there was a temple and all the Jews assembled there, and unfortunately it got destroyed. Well, I'm so sorry to hear that, says the guy. When did this happen? He says, 2,000 years ago. Said the goy to him, well, Mr. Homburger, if I were you, I would let bygones be bygones. Well, that's why Yirmiyahu Novi didn't answer Plato. Because as far as Plato is concerned, it's bygones. The building is destroyed, it's gone, finished, it's history. But we understand that no, by being misabel on the Churban, that ultimately will bring back the Beis Hamikdash. And of course, and this will be our final line, all of this is really one line in the Gemara, the famous Gemara in Tanis. Kol ha-mis'abel al Yerushalayim zoicha v'roya b'simchosa. If indeed we mourn Yerushalayim, then indeed you will be zoicha to see once again the simcha of the Beis Hamikdash. Mishe'enoi mis'abel al Yerushalayim, you will not see the simcha. The Avelos brings the Geula. And the Maharal explains that Avelos means you're lacking. Chas v'shalom, somebody passes away, the Avelos is the feeling of lacking. There's something missing. Says the Maharal, if you're not misabel over Yerushalayim, then you're not lacking anything, you're sholem. Well, if your cup is full, I can't put anything in it. But if indeed you have feelings of avelus, you are lacking something, there's a herder, you're missing something, then there's what to be mashlim. That, says the Maharal, is pshat in the Gemara. Hamis'abel al Yerushalayim, it shows that you're missing something. Well, then indeed you could be zeicha once again to the Nechama. And therefore, coming back to our parasha, we saw that the Shla describes that the connection between these parishes is the Nechama to Klal Yisrael. You will once again have Eretz Yisrael. You will once again have the Korbonos. You will once again have the Moyadim. The Sfas Emes explained differently, that you read these parishes in order to be Ma'oirer the Levavos, to be Meshtoikik, to be Misabel. The way that we're explaining is that one is absolutely dependent on the other. That's not two different themes. That's all one theme. If indeed you're mishtoikik, if indeed you crave for the Beis Hamikdash because you feel that you're lacking, we went through Shishei Sidrei Mishnah, we saw that most of it is not relevant lahalocha. We only have 77 out of 248 mitzvahs. If you feel what you're lacking, as the Sfas Emes explains, well then we could be zeicha to the Shlo's theme as well, that it will be a Nechama. And Eretz Yisrael will once again be divided. And once again we'll have the Moyadim. And once again we'll have the Korbonis. And we, Be'ezus Hashem, will be Zeicha to see a fulfillment of the words of the Gemara. Kol ha-mis'abel al Yerushalayim, Zeicha v'roya b'simchosa. By being Mis'oirer, by being Mishtoikik and feeling what we're missing, that itself will bring the Geula. A goy can't understand that, and that's why Plato's question could not be answered by Yirmiyahu HaNavi. But we can answer that question, and therefore we must answer that question. That's our avodah during the weeks of Bein HaMetzarim. And therefore, in these weeks, when we read the parashas HaShavua, the parashas of the Karbonos, the parashas of the Moyadin, the parashas of Chalukas Haaretz, and we will indeed be misoirer and be mishtoiket, like the Sfas Emes says, then indeed we'll be zeicha to the Nechama, like the Shloi explained. Kol ha-mis'abel al Yerushalayim, zeicha v'roya b'simchasa, may it indeed be b'mheira b'yomenu, amen.
Amen.
Shukor. Thank you.
So,